Appreciate your time this morning. Financial and Academic Reinvestment Commission's first public hearing to feature leaders from communities affected by emergency management. Tell me about this.
Well, it's a great concept, Tony, because what the commission is set to do is really put the spotlight on the real problems that plague these areas. So this isn't your typical emergency management meeting. It's not a vent session. It's not an opportunity for people to come and hear fancy speeches and go home empty-handed. What we're going to do is present a commission report that we've studied over the last month and come up with some really, really innovative ideas and concepts about what is wrong with these cities and school districts. And, you know, I'll leak a little bit of it and tell you that the common denominator here is wholesale disinvestment in these areas. And so everything can be traced back to following the money and where the money went. And can kind of it provides a narrative for where we need to go in terms of rejuvenating these cities and these school districts to put them back on even footing.
There was a court order by a judge who, in effect, kicked out the emergency financial manager for Highland Park Schools. And how did you feel about that?
Well, it was a victory for the people, number one, because when democracy works for everybody, then democracy is doing what it's supposed to do. But number two, it also gives the people, what we're saying at the commission, an opportunity to be out front of the solutions to some of these problems. And listen, the state has a fiduciary responsibility, since the school district and city is a creature of the state, to make sure that they are funded to the extent that it would make the operations continue to go. So we've heard Snyder and some of his Republican colleagues simply say that they're not going to send money down to Highland Park to make sure that the school district functions through the back end of the year. Well, I'm here to tell you that in spite of what people believe is a defunct school board or an emergency manager and all that kind of stuff, kids must be served, Tony. It's in the Michigan Constitution. We're going to see to it that it's done. So, you know, I was elated that democracy continues to work for people.
Senator, Highland Park and Detroit school systems have been dysfunctional for years and years and years. I'm from the Mount Clemens area. I've watched the city of Detroit's having financial trouble. How long, how much time do you give those entities to use tax dollars to continually bail them out when they can't run handle their own business themselves?
Well, I don't think we need to talk bailouts here. I think what we need to talk about is a restructuring of the way that we spend money and what that money.
But it's been 20, 30, 40 years in the city of Detroit and for the school district there.
And it's likewise been the same way across the country. Look, I'm not saying that there aren't real systemic structural financial problems. One of the big things that Detroit has suffered from over the years is a failure to restructure how it pays pensions, how it pays health care, and to curb those costs each budget year going forward. Now, I'm not saying people haven't mismanaged that, Tony. What I am saying is that when the state is in a position that it has to, and it does, the state has to make sure things are okay for its benefit as well. I'm saying the state also has to put in mechanisms that work and aren't so onerous as the state emergency management law.
All right, this is a fascinating topic. Stay in contact with us, Senator. We appreciate your time.
I certainly will, Tony. Be well.